My name is Trevor Harris, the host of Mizzou Music. So glad you could tune in on this Wednesday evening. My second guest on the program this evening is our brand new assistant teaching professor of bassoon in the School of Music, Lee Munoz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where did you just come from? Not just today, but I mean globally.
I came from Lawrence, Kansas. I've been there for about 10 years, but I worked at two different universities prior to that.
Bassoonists get a lot of respect, it seems to me. They play an instrument that has a very riveting sound. It's cool to watch somebody play a bassoon. How did it come to you that this was the instrument of all the instruments in the orchestra that you were going to settle on?
It just sort of happened upon me. I started on piano when I was in second grade. When we got introduced to band instruments, I really wanted to play piccolo. I still don't know why, but probably because it was cute and little and everything. And so my band director instructed me to start on flute, probably for everybody's ears' sake, because it can get pretty loud. And when I was in seventh grade, I was looking to do something different, something that nobody else was doing, because there were quite a few flutists in my band at the time. And the band director asked if anybody would like to switch to a double reed instrument, either oboe or bassoon. And I raised my hand, and she asked me which one. And now I honestly had no idea what either looked like at the time, like really no clue, hadn't heard of either. The deciding factor was which private teacher lived closest to me, because we were instructed to take private lessons to learn the instrument. So I ended up with bassoon, and then I saw what it was. I was a little overwhelmed because it's a lot. It's a big instrument. And I think the first time I took it home, it took me about an hour and a half to figure out how to put together correctly because it's so complicated. It was actually like a fun puzzle to figure out, and I kind of enjoyed that, you know, because the flute is a very simple-looking instrument compared to the bassoon, though not a simple instrument itself. And I liked the challenge of figuring out where all these parts go together and everything, and I really didn't even know how to play it and how to start until I actually took my first lesson. It wasn't something that you could just figure out intuitively, and I liked the challenge.
Now, you're based in the Fine Arts Building. Yes. Which many classical 90.5 listeners may be aware of and are probably aware that it's not a soundproof building. I feel like more times than not, when I walk down Hitt Street or across Lowry Mall in the middle of the day, I'm either hearing percussion or I'm hearing a bassoonist.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that.
At some point, your love of the bassoon morphed into not just being a performer, but being a businesswoman.
Yeah.
Where did that start?
It was quite an organic process how Go Bassoon Reeds came about. It started when I was in school, and I was taking a lot of professional auditions. And in order to take these auditions, you actually need hundreds of reeds so that you can cut and find the best ones, because not every reed works perfectly. And certainly not every reed plays every orchestra excerpt one right after the other perfectly like you would need in a professional audition setting. So here I was making several hundred reeds, none of which were terrible. There were some that were tossers, but for the most part, they were pretty decent. All these reeds didn't work perfectly for an audition, but they were still playable reeds. And so I had a couple friends who were teaching private lessons and just didn't have time to make their students reeds. So they started sending them to me, and then their students got students, and their students got students, and I had a whole bunch of emails coming in. So I asked my husband, who knows some web design and has put up his own web pages before, to help me figure out how to put up a web page. And that's how Go Bassoon started, because it was a domain that was available that had bassoon in the name. And actually, my husband came up with that. And the first year I put it up, I sold almost 1,000 reeds to people I had never met before and things like that. It really just took off. And it still amazes me to this day when I get somebody who has never played my reeds before and has bought them and just out of the blue had heard about Go Bassoon Reeds. I've been invited to perform with the Wind Ensemble, the University Wind Ensemble, on October 11th. I'm going to be performing the Gordon Jacob Bassoon Concerto with the Wind Ensemble. I'm very excited about it.
That was Lee Munoz. She's the new professor of bassoon at the University of Missouri's School of Music.